Welcome to the First Baptist Church of Ann Arbor. We are glad you are here with us. We are excited to share a special service with you today. This Sunday is our Youth Ministry Sunday. Our youth group prepared the entire service and will be leading worship this morning. On most Sundays, you may find us working the sound booth, teaching the younger kids in Sunday school, and serving as acolytes, ushers, and communion servers. This Sunday, you get to see us front and center as we sing, pray, and worship together.
Please check out the announcements in the bulletin, including a link to our online photo directory. Please make sure your family updates photos and information. This will be helpful for Pastor Laura and her family to get to know us better, and for our congregation to know each other better. If you have any prayer requests that are not listed in the bulletin, please fill out a card located in the back of the pews. We will collect them during our first hymn.
Now, please join us in the responsive call to worship. We come from different homes, different schools, and different backgrounds. Whether you've had a great week or a tough one, God's righteousness is our foundation and God's love is our strength. In a world that tells us to be quiet. In a world that builds walls. Come, let us worship the God who disrupts, restores, and transforms us.
Please stand in body or in spirit for the opening prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the spring weather today. We thank you for bringing us together in fellowship with open minds and hearts. Please help us gather our thoughts as we prepare to receive your holy word. May our worship today draw us closer to you and to one another. Amen.
Amen.
responsive psalm taken from Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. The righteousness will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon.
Planted in the house of the Lord,
they will flourish in the kingdom of our Lord.
Scripture reading from 1 Timothy. Command and teach these things. Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of the Scripture, to preaching, and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given to you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Preserve in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. The word of God for the people of God.
Verse that Asher read, where Paul says to Timothy, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." So, do you guys think that people like us can be leaders in church and in life? So maybe being a good person is less about our age and more about how we choose to be.
Yeah, I mean, adults are in charge of the world and things aren't going really well.
So let's figure this out together. Piper is going to hold a poster with things that Asher talked about written on it. Let's think about all the ways we can and do practice what Paul suggests to Timothy.
Speech. How do we talk so that others hear God's love in what we say? Do you have any ideas?
No? Okay.
How do we talk so that others hear God's love in what we say?
That's good.
What's your idea?
Respectfully.
Respectfully, yes. Respectfully and kindly.
Yeah. Okay. Conduct. How do we act as God wants us to? Does anyone know? What do you think?
Kindly.
Kindly?
Mm-hmm.
It's how do we act so that way people know that we love God?
Love. How do we feel and show God's love?
Yes.
Feel it.
Coming to church every Sunday, yes. And yet, taking turns. What's your idea?
Sharing.
Faith. This one is hard. I think it might mean, do we trust God and listen to God's word? How do we trust God and listen to his word? Does anyone know? That one is tough. This one's tough too. I think that it means that we're honest. Purity. How we live with integrity. Tell the truth or trustworthy. Do we have any ideas on that one? That one's tough. What are you going to say? Telling the truth. Perfect.
Look at that. We just named the way that we as kids live as God's people. It looks like you don't have to be old to set an example of how God wants us to be.
Let's pray. Repeat after me. God.
God.
With your help.
With your help.
We are ready to be leaders.
We are ready to be leaders.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, second through fifth graders, you're going to stay with Zan in the first two pulpits. First grade...
Please pray with us, loving God. Thank you for bringing us together as a church family today. Thank you for your love, your grace, and the ways you continue to guide us even when life feels uncertain. Lord, many of us are carrying the weight of expectations at school, at home, with friends, and in planning for the future. Sometimes it feels overwhelming not knowing what comes next. Help us remember that our worth is not based on achievements or success, but on being your children. Give us peace when we feel anxious and courage when we feel unsure. In a world where so many things seem out of our control, help us feel centered and grounded in you. When changes happen around us, remind us that you are constant and faithful. Give us wisdom, patience, and hope for each new day. We pray for children and families around the world who are affected by political conflict, violence, and fear. Bring comfort to those who are hurting, protection to those in danger, and justice and peace where there is suffering. Help us never become numb to the pain of others, but instead grow in compassion and love.
We pray for Pastor Laura and her family as they prepare for their move and transition into a new chapter of ministry. Keep them safe. Strengthen them during the changes ahead and surround them with the encouragement and support as she begins her pastoral role in this church. Bless our church leadership and volunteers as well during this time of transition. Give them wisdom, unity, and trust in your guidance for the future of our church community. Lord, we also pray for our graduates and students moving into new schools next year. Help us step into these new experiences with confidence and faith. Remind us that you go with us wherever we are. As we finish this school year, guide us through the stress and pressure that many of us are feeling. Help us stay focused, healthy, and encouraged as the summer begins. Keep us and our loved ones safe in our travels, activities, work, and rest. Let this summer be a time of renewal, joy, and growth.
Lord, please also keep our eyes open to the needs in our own community. We pray for people who do not have stable housing, enough food, or the support they need each day. Give our church the resources, generosity, and compassion to serve those who are struggling in meaningful ways. We also pray for our church family and the people we love and care for. We pray specifically for Pidgey Caroli, Paula Burton, John Vandervliet, Mary Margaret Hatt, Emily Wright, Erica Deals, Ed Permentier, Catherine Cartier, Marilyn McKenzie, Keith Pickleman, Marlene Francis, Roberta House, Mervyn Eucarts, Esther Floyd, Marilyn Marsh, Helga Mortenstein, Cindy Okarski, Greg Dubois, Keith Marr, Beth Granberry, Martha and Grace Brown. We place all of these prayers into your hands, trusting in your goodness and mercy. And now we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and glory forever. Amen.
Please stand as you are able for the reading of the gospel. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now, this is eternal life, that they know you, our God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, holy God, glorify me in your presence with the Lord I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy God, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. The word of God for the people of God.
A few months ago, we were tasked with making our senior quotes. This assignment was not to be taken lightly. Any quote, regardless of its content, will lead your future self to cringe and ask, "Ew, what was I thinking?" But a bad quote will mean a legacy of being silently judged, at least by those who own the 2026 copy of the yearbook. So, this was a big deal.
We go to a small school, so we get around 150 words, or 900 characters, to use for our senior quote. The standard is to write a paragraph thanking people who have made a large impact on our lives. But because of how shockingly limiting 900 characters is, people's names get shortened to initials. This can lead to a fun guessing game of which LC is Max confessing his love to, Lucy Cohen or Lily Cook.
Besides the normal paragraph thanking my family and friends, which everyone does, I want to have a quote that really speaks to who I am, the struggles I've had, the impact I want to leave behind. Essentially, it needs to be my life in one sentence. Quite the hard task, thank you. It took hours of research to find that a measurable summary of my humanity. Didn't you just Google Bible verses about growing up? Okay, fine. So maybe it was just three Google searches. But still, I found it. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no one think less of you because you are young. But be an example of the believers in word, in manner of living, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. I really like the verse, in large part because I wanted to have a Bible verse represent me. Being Christian has always been a large part of our lives and identity.
Being Christian is not a Christmas and Easter thing. It's not even an every Sunday thing. To us, being Christian seeps into our daily rituals. Growing up, this meant prayers before every meal, prayers before leaving the house and before going to sleep, learning the Lord's Prayer from picture books, and seeing who could hold the Alleluia at the end of Gloria during church service the longest. I always won.
Please, a tie at best.
If that's what you want to believe. Anyway, I'm very grateful to have grown up in this church. The lessons we have been taught and the wonderful people we have met here have made us proud to represent this church. The people have supported us since birth. Pastor Stacy and Paul came and visited my mom at Mott's Children's Hospital the day after we were born. Pastor Stacy brought two little pink knitted hats that we wore in countless baby photos and that are carefully kept in a small box in our closet. We were dedicated to this church with Pastor Stacy holding Lex and Pastor Paul holding me.
In Sunday school, we met role models such as Miss Julie Smith, who continues to be our teacher at Green Hills today. We learned parables and Bible stories from colorful picture books, whose illustrations I still imagine when I hear them today. We learned how to share, how to sing Father Abraham, and countless other hymns for the church during youth Sundays that looked a lot like this one today. Also, we had our fill of as many Welch's gummies as we could before we returned to our almost sugar-free home, a tragic byproduct of having two dentists as parents. We signed cards for Easter and Christmas for the members who could not make it to church. We also gained some bad habits of whispering during church service and drawing on the bulletin. Sorry.
In elementary school, we had Grandparents' Day. For those of you who don't know what that is, a grandparent of each student would come in and follow the child throughout the day. It's a very cute day of intergenerational support. Unfortunately for us, our grandparents live in California and Brazil. A 5 and 12 hour trip, respectfully. It was completely unreasonable for us to ask them to come visit us. Luckily, we had the Munsons. They happily assumed the role of adoptive grandparents, accompanying us for Grandparents' Day, inviting us over to have dinner on their farm, where we both drove for the first time, much to our parents' chagrin. Lex and I would go off and play in the woods behind their house for hours, playing with their corgi, Izzy. Although they are not here with us today, we are forever grateful for their love and support. Some of our fondest memories are with them. Our mom is not what you'd call musically attuned. This rendered her utterly banned from singing in the car. Meaning, those road trips to the Munson's farm were a nightmare. Don't need to remind me. Sorry, Mom, we'll be in tune one day. Regardless, she made it pretty clear that her musical talent was not a gift she wanted to pass on to us. So, we learned to sing for Mission A in the children's choir. From her, we learned solfege, and she continues to help us with piano and singing today. Miss Kidd and Bob taught us how to sing in a choir, which means we gained skills such as teamwork, the ability to stand still for an hour straight, and the bravery to speak in front of an audience. In addition to learning how to sing, our mom put us through piano lessons, taught by our very own Miss Nancy Faber. With us as her students, she made a video series on YouTube where she taught other piano teachers how to teach young students. It's quite cute and is our one claim to fame, 14,000 views on YouTube. And although she has moved to Holland, Michigan, we continue to have piano lessons with her to this day over Zoom. You can really feel the love within this community. Loving our neighbors is a core tenet of the actions and message our church brings to Ann Arbor, which brings me to the second part of my senior quote, which I love so much. Let no one think less of you because you are young. I want to recognize that, despite being young, I didn't back down from achieving my goals. This church loves advocacy. It loves justice. It loves making the world a kinder and holier place. It inspired me to join reparations initiatives and to become an advocate for mental health. It inspired Bean to devote her summers to researching cancer and oral facial pain in the University of Michigan labs. In order to do so, over and over, Bean and I had to prove that our age wasn't a hindrance. It was an opportunity. We could bring new perspectives and fresh hope to these initiatives that had people who were so much more experienced and educated than we were. I want to recognize our triumph over that struggle within my senior quote. We've been attending this church for our entire lives. All we've known is this church with its beautiful sanctuary that welcomes all you amazing people. I love going to this church because I knew that I would find nothing but love here. We've seen the faces that fill these pews. We've watched new members come in and bring their own warmth to this community. We've also been welcomed here by members who have watched us grow and who know this church more intimately than we ever could. Seriously, try playing sardines with Marissa and Christina. Sometimes it's hard to feel God in this world, but then I remember everyone here. All these kind and amazing people who I'm so blessed to have in my life. You all are our family in Christ. The Lord is here in every laughter shared in fellowship hall, in all the children who we teach in Sunday school, in all the hugs and all the pews. You are the blessing that Christ has given each and every one of us. This church has brought us strength and faith over and over again. Lex and I are still young. We have not lived enough to understand the struggles of adulthood or how to file taxes, but we know this, we love each other. We love our family, we love our friends, and we love all of you. Love just might be the most important lesson God has taught us, and we are so grateful to share it with you. To end this sermon, we found a poem. Through countless hours of tedious research, it perfectly encapsulates the message we wanted to leave with you.
You looked through Pinterest for like 5 minutes before you found one you liked. You made a sermon Pinterest board.
Ha, payback. Anyways, here it is. To begin with, The Sweet Grass by Mary Oliver.
Eventually, tides will be the only calendar you believe in. And someone's face, whom you love, will be as a star, both intimate and ultimate, and you will be heart-shaken and respectful.
And you will hear the air itself like a beloved whisper. Oh, let me, for a while longer, enter thy beautiful bodies of your lungs.
Look, and look again. This world is just not just a little thrill for your eyes.
It's more than bones. It's more than the delicate wrist with its personal pulse. It's more than the beating of a single heart. It's praising. It's giving until the giving feels like receiving. You have a life. Just imagine that.
You have this day, and maybe another, and maybe still another. And I have become the child of the clouds and of hope. I become the friend of the enemy, whoever that is. I become older, and cherishing what I have learned, I have become younger. And what do I risk to tell you all this, which is all I know? Love yourself, then forget it, then love the world. We are thankful for God's abundant blessings in our lives. We invite you to give with love and joy. Let us prepare our hearts and our resources so that we may plant seeds of generosity, allowing our church to spread wider, providing shade, shelter, and hope to our community. Let us give today to make our roots deeper and our reach wider.
Amen. Isn't this so wonderful, everybody? Today we are celebrating all our young people, and we want to take some time to specifically recognize some special first, let's give our love and congratulations. Next, I want to recognize Elise Rayner, who is graduating from Green Hills and will be attending U of M. And now, a few words on our worship leaders, Katerina and Alexandra. Kat and Lex are graduating from Green Hills in a couple weeks. They have been members of church since birth. Both ladies played important roles in our church ministry. They have been teaching our young children in the Godly Play classroom for years. I am so thankful that they have played in my own kids' church experience and faith development, and I know many of our parents of young children agree. They have made worship more meaningful with their beautiful voices and piano playing, and they have brought their optimistic energy to volunteer at countless church and outreach events. It is easy to feel God's grace through Katerina's compassion. She has a keen sense of recognizing where help and kindness is required and is ready to step in to provide what is needed. I will miss her calm presence and thoughtful discussion in youth group. In between her many extracurricular and school activities, Alexandra has been very active in the youth group and has been a great friend and role model for the younger youth group members. I admire her adventurous spirit and willingness to participate in any random activity proposed. I'm sure this will lead to many exciting adventures in the future. The accomplishments of these amazing young women have not gone unnoticed. On the East Coast and further abroad. Katerina will be attending Brown University in the fall, and Alexandra will be starting at Princeton University. Our church is definitely going to notice and feel their absence when they step out on their new journeys. As a tradition, I would give you both gifts from our church family. They're blankets with your school colors on them. So, brown, very brown. And black and orange, which are the colors of my alma mater, Kalamazoo College. So I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yeah. So, Kat and Lex, we are so proud of you, and we'll continue to support you from afar, no matter where life takes you. We're so proud, and we'll continue to celebrate all your accomplishments.
Thank you.